your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello and welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. This is DeAndra Cartwright. You are listening to the happy hour. I apologize for our delay today. It's all my fault. But we're going to make sure that you still have an amazing show listening to the people in our community that are making a positive impact on all of those persons around them. Now, there are so many different things happening in February. Last week, I went into detail about quite a few of those things that are happening for the duration of the month. And I did say that we were going to have the folks from the Heart Foundation here to talk about their upcoming ball, which is their major fundraiser today. So we do have them in studio. And we will also be joined later on by members of FemSTEM Bahamas. Did you know that this past week featured the International Day of Women and Girls in Science, I believe it was. I'm going to bring up what the UN said about it so we can hear more about it. And that's going to happen in the second half of the show. We have young ladies coming on to talk about how their experience with STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, has been so far and what FemSTEM is doing to provide this program to these young ladies. Before we get into it, I just want to remind you that you can call in at 323-623-325-4316-325-4259, toll-free 300-5720. And for those of you who may be too shy, you can always text us at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Don't forget that we are streaming live on guardiantalkradio.com. So yes, you can see us here inside studio. We're a beautiful lady, so feel free to tune in and watch us and listen to us. You can also catch us on Cable Bahamas Channel 96 or BTC Flow Channel 612. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, now known as X, as well as Instagram. That's the happy hour, 969 in some cases, but the happy hour, and then also Guardian Radio. With all that being said, and my usual reminder, if you or someone you know or an organization that you know or maybe a member of is making a positive impact on our community, reach out to me. I'd love to highlight you on the show. We need to hear more about the goodness happening in our community. We're always hearing about negativity. Why don't we put some positivity into the mix? That's what the happy hour is all about. So without further ado, and of course, these ladies, I want y'all to know that their CVs are so long that we'd be here all day talking about the experience that they have. But today we're going to talk to them in their capacities as representatives of the Heart Foundation, particularly for the year upcoming Heart Ball. But we're going to talk about what the association does and why should you help the foundation in which ways you can, and then how you can support them. So without further ado, and I'm going to let they got a PR person, y'all. And she has been doing this for years. When I tell you she's a master, I mean that. And then, of course, I'm going to call her Madam President, but she could correct me. So without further ado, Ms. Fernander.
Hi.
You want to speak right into that mic? You want to tell us your name, your position, how long you've been helping out with this?
Well, my name is Yolanda Fernander. I'm the public relations person. I've been with the Heart Foundation for over 10 years now, ever since I've retired from the bank. I was a banker for over 25 years.
Wow.
And I've been retired, so I joined the Heart Foundation to assist wherever I can because of a personal family experience of having a newborn baby with heart issues at birth.
Powerful. Miss Cambridge.
My name is Marilyn Cambridge, and I am the co-chair of the Heartball Committee. The Heartball Committee is the financial arm for the foundation and is responsible for raising as much funds as possible to finance the surgeries of the children. I'm a former banker, still a chartered accountant, and I've been helping them for over 12 years because before I retired, I had been influenced by a colleague where she told me the children could not speak for themselves, so we had to rise up and speak for the children. That's why I'm here, and I've been here so long.
But don't worry, we can hear the passion in you all's voices when you speak about this. So we just want to go over, who or what is the Sir Victor Sassoon Bahamas Heart Foundation? So according to the website, the foundation was established as a living tribute by Lady Sassoon following the death of her husband, Sir Victor Sassoon, Bart, GBE, in 1961 to assist Bahamians with heart disease. Lady Sassoon had asked that instead of sending flowers to honor her husband, that people could send a donation to the local heart fund. A few weeks later, the hospital called to tell her that a substantial amount of money had been donated in her husband's memory, but that there was no local heart fund. So she took it upon herself to create one, and the birth of a great idea had been born. Trustees of the foundation met for the first time in November 1961 and decided that all monies donated to the foundation would be used to help children who otherwise would not be able to receive cardiac care. The following year, the first child sponsored by the Heart Foundation went to Variety Children's Hospital in Miami, Florida. In 1963, Dr. Francisco Hernandez of the National Children's Cardiac Hospital in Miami came to Nassau for the first cardiac clinic. 15 children were seen, and every year since then, clinics have been held at the Princess Margaret Hospital, often conducted by a team of top cardiologists from the United States and Great Britain, as well as the Bahamas. Children requiring further investigation and surgery were sent to Variety Children's Hospital, the National Children's Cardiac Hospital, and Jackson Memorial Hospital, all located in Miami, Florida. Through the foundation's fundraising efforts and the steady leadership of Lady Sassoon, over 4,000 children have been afforded quality medical care. The foundation has held car raffles, concerts, and movie premieres as part of its fundraising efforts. The major fundraising activity at the foundation is the annual Heart Ball, which is held on the Saturday nearest to Valentine's Day. Since 1968, the highlight of the ball is the presentation of the prestigious Golden Heart Award, which is presented to that person who has given of himself or herself unselfishly to make life better for their fellow man. In memory of Lady Sassoon, who passed away in 1997, the foundation renamed it the Lady Sassoon Golden Heart Award. The only other source of income, this is why I want y'all to listen to me and listen to me close. The only other source of income for the foundation are donations, both general and memorial. So in 1966, the foundation purchased a defibrillator machine for Princess Margaret Hospital, and 3 years later, the first adult heart clinic was held at the hospital. 14 adults were seen, and those requiring further treatment and care were referred to Jackson Memorial Hospital. So as you hear, the foundation has been doing this since the 1960s. You've also heard that they only could do this through donations, and it's really necessary. It's children, adults, primarily children, that need your care. And without further ado, because of course we want to hear from our guests, but I just want to read the history of the establishment of the foundation. I want us to come back up into more recent years. How has the foundation been operating? And could you tell us about the benefits of being a supporter of the foundation, the work that it does, and how critical it is to our community?
The foundation, first of all, if a child is sick, let's take a real scenario. If a child is sick and having heart problems, they will go to see Dr. Jerome Lightburn. He is the pediatric cardiologist who recommends children for surgeries to the Heart Foundation. The Heart Foundation would then interview the parents of the children because it's normally children because it was too expensive to keep the adults on. And that's why they discontinued them in 1991. So he would recommend them for surgery, send them to the Heart Foundation. They would then check for hospitals abroad. And they've been using Jackson Memorial and Health City. The problem with Jackson Memorial is they had two surgeries in 2024 at $84,000 per child. And Health City, they had seven. So they had 9 in total, but Health City's costs were between $35,000 and $40,000. So it's very expensive, and the foundation only covers surgery and hospitalization. The family has to cover airfare and accommodation. So it is imperative that you help somebody. If you're okay and you're alive and you're well, I think it's time to say, who can I help? And the Heart Foundation is there. Please help them.
For me, I like to think back on how many persons the Heart Foundation has helped already. It's been over 4,000 children assisted. And if we were to get each of those persons to come back and just donate $100 to us a year, that would mean a big deal for the foundation, because I hope they are out there listening and knowing that we only operate on donations. And everybody who's been through that experience knows just how hard and how detrimental it is to the family. I know in our position, the baby was born full size, full weight. Everything was supposed to be fine, but he couldn't breathe on his own. He couldn't oxygenate his own body, and it needed one tiny little valve, but the surgery was over $300,000. You're trying to figure out how on earth are we going to afford this? You're trying to rack your brain, thinking about cookouts and how many of them you will have to do to get that amount of money. And then fortunately for us, we were able to put the baby on the father's insurance, and the surgery was paid for. But that first few moments of fear made me want to give back to others. And so if people out there listening, I'm sure they're out there with the same sort of problems going on now. You can contact the Heart Foundation. We'll see how best we can help you. But we want those past patients to please come back and give us your time. It doesn't have to be money. You could solicit other people to donate. You could give us more people who can come into the office and look through past files, connect with people, and we can really help to boost the fund even more than we do. Right now, we just have 2 major fundraisers every year. One is the ball, and the second one is a tea party. And sometimes, based on circumstances, we're not able to put that on. And so that is the angle in which I'd like to see us go forward, by getting back some of those thousands of patients who have been helped before to be involved in the Heart Foundation so that they could give back and help somebody else.
But we also have to realize that there's nowhere in the Bahamas for a child to go for cardiac surgery. And doctors have tried in previous years to have a children's hospital. But the political will at that time was no, no, no. And now we do not get any grants from the government. So people have to realize that the foundation stands alone. And that is why you should be encouraged to help, because these are all of our children, regardless to whether they're biological or not. These are Bahamian children that need help, and they have to be sent abroad. So there's nothing here in the Bahamas, and each political party will say yes, 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 but they never give anything. They have not given anything to date substantial to actually support these surgeries. So we need the help.
Now, when we talk about help, y'all have a major fundraiser coming up. And, you know, time flies when you're having fun. So we have 9 more minutes before we get to our first break. And so I want to jump straight into that. I think it's the Heart Ball is one of the most celebrated balls that happen. So let's talk more about that.
Yes, the ball is on February the 15th at Bahama. And we're working very hard to get to it. We're trying to sell as many tables as possible. But because we're so close to the Red Cross ball, sometimes it's difficult and they come in late. Bahamians tend to wait until the last minute to say, okay, I'm coming to the ball. But we need their help. Corporate Bahamas has been stepping up. All of the platinum tables are sold out. But we need persons to come in and support the foundation. We have so many things going on at the ball. We have in-house raffle that gives you a $3,000 gift certificate from Royal Caribbean. You have as the first prize for a $50 ticket. The second prize there is Comfort Suites and Bahamas Air combination for you. And it goes on. And then we have 10 raffle prizes. And every person at the ball, every table at the ball receives at least 3 prizes. So it's fun, fun, fun for the whole night. So you should come out. It's not about speeches. We have very short speeches. Within 15 minutes of the ball, speeches are finished. And it's time to get down to fun. But in having fun, we must remember those children. And bring your wallets. Bring all your land papers and come and bring it there and leave it there because you're helping someone. That
yes.
makes you feel better.
Well, talking about the ball and coming in and buying a ticket, before I joined the Heart Foundation, I used to think, oh, it's so expensive to go to the ball. But when I learned that 96 cents on every dollar, 97 cents on every dollar goes back to helping the child with the surgery.
My
so my $275, $297 out of $300 goes directly to that $40-something thousand surgery.
Or that $300,000
surgery. So you start to feel how insignificant mm-hmm. that $300 for the ticket.
That's
that
10% of a $300,000 hospital bill.
Exactly. So that's nothing compared to what has to be, is required to complete one surgery. So at that point now, it became not expensive for me anymore. So I bring my husband, my family, I bring everybody, and we make it our annual charity to support the Heart Foundation. And so if you think about it like that, it would not be expensive for you to come in and get that. And you're getting something for your money. You get a 5 or 6-course meal sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You get everyone sitting at a table wins a prize. You get 3 different bands you could dance to. And it's close to Valentine's Day, so it could be for your date.
Bring Maybe your you date. Can propose. We can have an exciting event. It's cheaper for you. You bring her to the ball, and all you do is get on the stage and propose in front of 500, 600 people.
Yes, that's an idea. We can make that happen. Just give us a little tap on the shoulder. That would be part of the entertainment.
Listen, gents, you heard that. Your venue has been selected.
Exactly. But we'd like you to come out and join us.
Now, we're talking about the ball, but let us know, how can we get those tickets? You said the platinum tables are sold out, but if I wanted a ticket, how could I get that?
You can get it at the Heart office. It's in Cable Beach, opposite the Swiss Pastry Shop. But you can call 327-0810. 327-0810, and you can get your tickets same day.
And what? There's a sign out front, too, with the big heart on it that shows you you're in the right place.
We love that. Now, in addition to the fundraising efforts with the ball, I think the foundation also has a membership drive of sorts, too, so you can become a member of the foundation. Is that
yes,
possible?
Yes, they have what they call a March appeal, where they send out, they have applications, and we will have them at the ball, where you can sign up and give whatever you can on a monthly basis. It doesn't have to be much, but every little bit counts. And so we will have those forms available at the ball.
Wonderful, wonderful. So ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing that it is possible to become a member of the Heart Foundation to support them and also attend the ball. Now, Ms. Fernando, you talked about all of these different bands and things. Give us some more information about this thing that we're paying $300 to make sure that $297 of those dollars go into help them churn.
Well, we have the Ed Bryce Orchestra.
Oh, orchestra.
So we always try to start the ball with, you know, a little elegant ballroom style music. Because it is a ball. And then later on into the night, we have the Soulful Groovers and the Defense Force Dance Band. And they always have you up and jumping, you know, in those gowns when we want to be all cute in the early hours of the ball. But at late night, after a few wines that are on your table, by the way, all your table get wine with your meal. So it's already there. You could go to our open bar and purchase other stuff, but all the tables provided with wine and cider for those who don't drink.
Nice.
And the entertainment is, we also have a DJ, Gary Super Johnson.
Okay.
He plays everything the band can't play.
Everything the band can't play. And also, we get them to donate their time and efforts every year.
Wonderful. So we want to say a special thank you to all of the entertainment.
Like thank you.
Yes. We'd That's like amazing. To thank them and recognize them that we have this platform.
That we are their charity.
Yes. And we we continue the beg that they'll continue to be our charity, because that's how we get to use $297 out of all the $300 towards those surgeries.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, one more time before we head to our break. When is it happening? Where can I get tickets? And why is it important to support the Heart Foundation? And we'll hear from the two of you. So, Ms. Cambridge, you first, and then...
January the 15th. It's a Saturday. It's
February the 15th.
February the 15th. It's a Saturday. It's after Valentine's Day, but it's not too late to propose. At Bahama, and you can get tickets at the office. Phone number 327-0810. Anyone answering the phone will accommodate you.
Well, we want to say, please come on out. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you're not going to feel... Oh, by the way, we already tasted the food. It is off the chain, so you won't be disappointed.
And the hotel is harassing us to close the deal and say how many persons are there. So if you wait until Wednesday, Thursday, I'm sorry, we'll have to tell you we're sold out. Please hurry and get your tickets.
Now you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? This is your opportunity to help our children who require heart medical, cardiac medical attention. And you can do that while having a great time there with the Heart Ball being held next week, Saturday, the 15th of February, starting at 7:15 p.m. at the Bahama Resort. You can get your tickets direct from the Heart Foundation right there on West Bay Street, right across from the Swiss Pastry Shop. You want to make sure to get those tickets so they can make sure you got all the good food, have all of the fabulous entertainment, and have a grand time. We want to thank Ms. Marilyn Cambridge and Ms. Yolanda Fernander for coming on to the show and letting us all know more about the Heart Foundation and the upcoming Heart Ball. Thank you both for being on the Happy Hour.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Stay tuned to the rest of the show. We will be back. Don't forget, we're having FemSTEM Bahamas joining us to tell us more about women and girls in science, as well as Mr. Andrew Gomez, who's going to talk more about spoken word poetry and really how it got him where he is now. Stay tuned.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm going to say Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and to protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars. Well, hopefully they won't need them yet. Drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete, bond and fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lamkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
Looking for quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket without compromising on quality. From quality produce to pantry staples, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget, don't sacrifice quality for value. Come to Solomon's and experience the best of both worlds.
And we're back here with the happy hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. Don't forget that you can call in if you want to, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, toll free 300-5720. And yes, I said that very quickly, but you all know the numbers already. And then text us at 422-4796. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have a full house, as I said. We have in studio now with us the ladies from FemSTEM Bahamas. Now, I can get into all the details about what they do because I got them here. So they will tell us. I will say that the founder, Ms. Tyrone Glitchy, is a powerhouse. Like, she and I have crossed paths over there in New York at the United Nations. This lady has been doing it and doing it for quite some time, but she's a young thing and doing all the good stuff. So Ty, without further ado, please introduce yourself and the young ladies that you brought with you today.
Hi, Deandra. This is Tyrone Glinton. As stated earlier, Tyrone Glinton, founder of FemSTEM Bahamas, a woman in technology, and happy to have, we have Ava Williamson and Asia Cara.
Yes.
And they are members, committee members and participants of our after-school program. So I'm so happy to have them here with me.
Excellent. So ladies, I'm going to talk for you. Like, talk to us about your involvement in FemSTEM.
So basically, I joined FemSTEM last year when they had their program and we did 3D printing. I loved it, so I joined for 2025 and we're doing prosthetics. We're learning about prosthetics and we, I just love it. It's so much fun and I'm really excited for next week when we have our program.
Oh, next week. See, I knew there was a reason I needed to fit y'all in today. Now, before we get into next week.
Okay, so once again, my name is Asia Carter. As she said, I am a committee member. So for FemSTEM, what I bring to the table is more so I work as an administrative assistant at a private laboratory. So basically just giving the science part of it, as well as given that people who work in the background of healthcare is just as important as those who are in the more so forefront of working in healthcare and science in general.
I love that. I think we don't have so much of that conversation. So it's beautiful that you are here today, Ms. Carter.
Yes, most definitely.
Now, Ty, they mentioned next week.
Yes.
What's happening?
So we have relaunched our after-school program. And as Asia and Ava had mentioned, we officially relaunched the program last year. And we continued this year after-school program that is focused on creating prosthetic limbs using 3D printing. Why we wanted to incorporate 3D printing is because we wanted to highlight the use and reuse of plastic waste and basically encourage our students to be more environmentally friendly and be creative in solving a problem such as an amputee needing a prosthetic limb. So we officially launched our program last week, and officially next week is when they will start learning the science component of the 3D printing and having in guest speakers and presenters in the industry to talk about the components of the project. And so we are happy that during that week, it'll also be obviously International Day of Girls in Science. So we are happy to introduce that component at that time.
Now, listen, I know I can't get into it, right? But tell us a bit more about the girls who will be attending the sessions, cross-section, public, private, like age categories, things like that.
So it is open to girls, high school girls, grades 9 to 12. We kind of decreased it to the ninth grade, or extended it, sorry, to the ninth grade, because we realized in the 12th grade, students are really preparing for their BGCSEs and their exams. So we wanted to give students in the ninth grade that opportunity to decide what they want to do. It is for public and private school students. We are still accepting applicants and registrants up to Wednesday of next week.
Stick a pen right there. How can they apply?
So they can come apply by visiting our website at www.femstembahamas.org. We are also on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. So they can reach out to any one of those social media pages or handles, and we will be able to provide them with the link.
Okay, now you know my next question would be like, this free?
It is free. They do pay a $50 registration fee, but it's okay. For their t-shirt, their ID, and their pin. So essentially, it's paying for the supplies.
Y'all hear that? It's a free program talking about science, technology, engineering, and math. You're learning how to build using 3D printing, and you're getting tings for the $50. Mm-hmm. And how long is the program, Ty?
So it's 12 weeks. It ends.
You hear that? 12 weeks.
12 weeks. Monday and Wednesdays. Fridays we have our meetings, but Monday and Wednesdays are the key meeting dates, 4 to 6 p.m. So parents, you have an environment at the Edmund Moxie Community Center at the moment where they can learn and be in an environment in which they can grow. So yes.
Now, for the, let's count those weeks. She said 12. Mm-hmm. 4 weeks a month. That's 3 months that your child is going to be learning all about this. And if you look at where technology and industries are leaning, STEM, you're going to be sure you're going to have a job in that area. So you want to expose your young people. Now, Ava, I know you think that you was going to get away and that you didn't have to say anything else. But as a young woman benefiting from this, tell us more about, you said you liked learning about 3D printing. But compared to other opportunities and perhaps the absence of those opportunities for some of your friends, how do you feel about being exposed to this?
I joined STEM because of the career path I wanted to take, and I also tried to encourage my friends to join STEM as well, because they're very like-minded and we have the same ideas and stuff. So honestly, can you repeat the question one more time?
It was a bit of a mouthful, but you got the first part. Mm-hmm. The second part would be, compared to the opportunities mm-hmm. that may not exist for others, how do you feel about having this opportunity?
I'm very grateful for it, that I have the time to just go to this program, because it just aligns with my career path. That's honestly.
And I know people listening are probably be like, well, what is this young girl talking about? What a career path is?
Okay, I want to become a biomedical engineer.
That's a mouthful. Okay, great, great. And you've established that already, and you're still in high school.
Yes, ma'am.
Which grade?
I'm in grade 9 AT, so I do grade 10 work.
Listen, y'all hear that? This is a ninth grader doing 10th grade work who already has decided what she's going to do and has put herself into a program with the support of your family.
Yes,
see, this is great. Ladies and gentlemen, as you hear, it's important to let our children have access to these opportunities. And as Ms. Clinton has said, this is a free opportunity for 12 weeks. There's still time to register. Now, I know Ms. Carter, I don't know if you thought I was not going to come back to you, but Ms. Carter, talk to us just a little bit more. You said you're a committee member, so I'm assuming that, you know, you've been in this for quite some time. Talk really quickly about the impact that FemSTEM has had on girls in science.
So I would have just joined on a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm. You seem like you've been an expert.
So, what I can anticipate for the future impact that it is going to have, one of the things when you are going to be a part of STEM or any science or engineering field, you get a bit overwhelmed with what's happening. And with this program, we want to allow young girls to feel comfortable that when you're working in science, you could be your most confident. And giving them that gateway to do those things is one of the impact that I believe is really important, as well as giving them an opportunity to not be afraid. Because in the science community and STEM in general, we have a lot of older people, and sometimes we get intimidated by the fact that they've been in this field for so long. We want to, you know, respect them, but we also want our chance to, you know, shine and show them that even though we are young, we still can do the best that we can in the STEM field, and show them that I may be young, but I can still do as best as you do, even though I am young. So that's what we want to teach young girls as well. Even though I'm young, I'm feisty, I can get the job done at the end of the day.
Period. I love that energy. Now, as we wrap up. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we had a full house, so we're going through our guests really quickly. But you've learned so far that this program is still open. The last day to register is next week, Wednesday. It's going to be for 12 weeks. You've heard about the impact. We have a ninth. You got to come back on the show just to like really talk about this with a group of your like-minded friends, because our youngest guest has been like 5. Wow. And he's inside like a junior baseball program. But I think we need to hear more about our young people doing these things. Mm-hmm. So I already told how y'all going to come back in April. I want to talk on the back end of the program so we can speak more about the impact. And pulling the string. She got to come.
No problem. And I just want to quickly, if you don't mind me, touching on the impact. So like you would have noted before, we would have met in New York. And thankfully, we were able to attend the 5th International Day of Girls in Science panel discussion. And why that was so important is because at the time, we were the only persons in the region to be able to not only attend, but to speak. And mm-hmm. our after-school program and the program in general has impacted over 150 students, whether it's through our workshops, our after-school program, our award ceremony. So we have a gamut of activities, and we often are asked, what about the boys? What about the boys? So this year, we are hopeful to extend our workshops to male students. We actually had one 2 years ago in Grand Bahama where we opened the door to male students, and they were happy to participate. Now, we were happy to have them there. So this year, we are hopeful to do the same thing again. So we just hope to grow and extend our program to all and sundry, but our focus is mainly on girls because of the disparity in some of the industries. So yes.
No, I'm sure that everybody listening loves the fact that you're focusing on girls and also you're welcoming the boys mm-hmm. into it. And just one more time, how can they get in contact with you, those very important deadlines, the cost, what it contains, and any requirements from the parent side other than dropping collecting your child?
So again, they can register the students or their parents could register at www.femstembahamas.org. The application form is there. It is for students, girls, specifically grades 9 to 12. We do require a 2.5 GPA. However, we are able to lend on opportunities to students who have references and could verify. Parents, we ask that you also sign a parental release form, and we usually have a meeting with the parents. We just most recently formed a WhatsApp group so we can keep parents informed on the activities, and we ask mostly that you pick up and drop students on time.
Listen, on time. Y'all hear that? We want to thank Miss Tyronda Glinton, Ava, Miss Carter for joining us today, telling us all about this. We're going to post all the details onto our social media pages. So if you didn't catch the website or if you wanted to know more, we're going to connect their page information so you can go straight to them from our pages so that you and somebody you know, your children, can take advantage of this free program. Guys, we want our country to do better. So let's give our children that opportunity. Thank you all again for joining us, and we will have you back here in April.
Yes, thank you.
Excellent.
I'm excited.
Y'all stay tuned here to the Happy Hour on 96.9. We'll be right back after this very quick break.
Quality food at affordable prices? Look no further than Solomon's. Our stores offer unbeatable savings on your overall basket without compromising on quality. From quality produce to pantry staples, we have everything you need to create delicious and nutritious meals for less. When it comes to your grocery budget, don't sacrifice quality for value. Come to Solomon's and experience the best of both worlds.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
almost here, and the best place to watch it is at Nassau Cruise Port. Join us on Sunday, February the 9th, for an unforgettable game day watch party, huge screens, unbeatable food, and drink specials, and all the game day energy you can handle. Grab your friends, bring your game face, and score big with giveaways, drink discounts, and a chance to win exclusive prizes. Don't miss out on the action. Game day, Nassau Cruise Port, Sunday, February 9th, where every touchdown feels like a win. See you there.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
And we're back for the last time today, I promise you. We're back with the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Carter, and I'm delighted that you've stayed here with us. If you're just tuning in, we have been highlighting folks in the community that are doing great things. So far, we heard from the Heart Foundation with their upcoming Heart Ball next week, Saturday. We also heard from FemSTEM Bahamas that's actually facilitating a free 12-week program for young girls and boys who are interested to study STEM. So that also happened. We'll post all that information on our pages so you can find out more about it and support the community. Now we have in studio with us Mr. Andrew Gomez, who's been doing fabulous things in the creative world. He is a spoken word, can I say expert?
I'll take it.
He's been spitting lines since I've known him back in college, and he is continuing it. And he's expanded that to give the platform to other persons trying to get into spoken word. So, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today. Happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So jumping right into it, what interested you in getting into the spoken word and poetry?
I think it was due to my time in undergrad at UB. At the time, I wasn't a poet. I did more like hip-hop, rap, things of that nature. And when I got into this new environment, I noticed that, okay, I needed to up my level. I couldn't keep doing the things I did in high school. So being around other creatives who pushed me to be better, as well as growing as a young adult, coming into my own, figuring out what I like, what I dislike, I think all of those things help mold me or push me into a new direction. So between that, my experiences, and then meeting other poets who were doing it before me and just, you know, being around them, growing with them, we all, iron sharpens iron, and all of that really helped push me to pivot into this new direction.
Okay. And just how do you describe this new direction? Because you've been doing this since high school.
Refreshing. You know, it's, I say refreshing because when you do the hip hop thing, you know, there's a particular image you have to portray. As a poet, I can just be myself. I can express my pure thoughts without having to worry about upholding an image or fitting into a particular norm. As a creative, I have the liberty, and I feel like I'm able to be myself and be myself more comfortably, opposed to when I was just focusing on hip hop music. And that, I can't put that into words.
I could see the expression on your face. Yeah. Like you were so excited to just be able to be yourself, to expand beyond previous boundaries you may have had. And ladies and gentlemen, Andrew has been doing some pretty cool things inside the creative community, especially as of late, since you've engaged, entered into this refreshing sphere. I think recently you provided platforms for other spoken word artists recently.
That's something that I was able to go, move into, because I initially just started off going to local open mics, and from there decided to put out my own book. And, you know, between going to the local open mics, performing abroad, I was presented with an opportunity to put on like poetry nights. So I was like, you know what? This is something new to me. I'm just used to being the person reciting the poems. Now I'm facilitating the space. And that is a new experience in itself. But it is rewarding, because it's me pouring back into others, providing a platform, and just allowing others to have that outlet that I didn't have, or that I had for a brief moment in time. So it's all good.
It's important how you said outlet just now. When you think of poetry, spoken word, as an outlet, how important do you find that? And how can other persons start that journey?
So a lot of people think that poetry is... Well, a lot of people think that when you go and when you step in front of people and you present your work, that is from a space of, I guess, ego-driven, you know, just getting those highlights. But what people don't understand is it can be so cathartic to be able to express your thoughts, to be in a space where the people or whoever is in the room, they are just here to listen to what it is you have to say. And it can also be refreshing, and it can also be like you're taking off weight, and it could feel so freeing, because you are in a space where you can be completely vulnerable. And that's one thing I like about poetry. It encourages that vulnerability. It encourages you sharing your thoughts, because a lot of times, particularly as young men and other young men in the space, we don't really have a space to do that.
Yes.
So to have a space that is, one, not only encouraging you, but also providing you tips and guidance on how you can better your craft, that... Man, that's special.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you were in studio, you can see just like pure joy is radiating off of Andrew right now, talking about how therapeutic the opportunity is. And speaking about opportunities, I think you actually have an event coming up, right?
Yeah, I do. So I have an event. It's called the Blackbeard Poetry Slam. It's a poetry slam where poets can come out, they can compete, share their work, also get some tips, get encouragement, and how they present their work. It's a, pretty much just an opportunity for poets to come, share their work, to network with other poets, and then, you know, win a cash prize, do help yourself to a few library libations and, you know, some light bites. You know, so it's good community building, good poetic building exercise. So, you know,
no experience needed, though.
No experience needed. All poets welcome. You know, whether you're well-seasoned or new to the mic, or you haven't performed before, or you've never done a poetry slam before and you wanted to see what it's all about, we welcome all talents, all forms of recitals. Just come out and do your thing.
Now, remind us, when is it happening? Where is it happening? Any other details we need to know? How can we get the tickets?
Okay.
If there are tickets.
No tickets. Admission at the door, like $25. So cheap, you can't afford not to come. It's at Tuga Supper Club. They have a comedy club right before the main entrance in the same plaza, Cable Beach. So Tuga Supper Club, Cable Beach, February 26th. Doors open 8 p.m. Show starts 8:30. Can't miss it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard Andrew talk to us about this upcoming event. You don't need to have experience to be there to present it. And as you said, there's also going to be the opportunity to network with other poets. Now, again, I know you said that you don't have to have any experience per se, but what are very quickly some tips that you can give to somebody who is just starting out, that may have been scribbling a little something, but maybe scared to actually share their thoughts with the world?
Oh, man. I've been in that seat many times. And even now, as someone a bit more seasoned, I still feel a bit apprehensive about sharing certain pieces. But I've realized that there's somebody who can relate. There's somebody who needs you to tell your story, because you have no idea how your story can impact somebody's life to continue going on the journey or to take a leap of faith in whatever direction they want to go in. So I would encourage anybody who is feeling that way to keep that in mind. Also, it is the feeling of being able to share your work in a space where people are willing and ready to hear what it is you have to say. That is an unimaginable feeling that I wish everybody had the opportunity to have, because so much healing could come from that alone. So I would encourage them to be mindful of that, as well as to journal. Even if you currently write and you're not ready to step out as yet, I would just encourage you to keep journaling, and eventually the opportunity and time will come. Take advantage of it. You don't want to miss out on that, you know. So yeah, that's what I would say.
No, those are some very valuable nuggets of wisdom in starting out. Now, Andrew, I know that you've been doing this for quite some time. You've given us some tips for persons that are just starting out. But you've seen also the positive impact that this can have on individuals and a community. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us perhaps a positive story of an opportunity of impact that you or someone you know may have experienced because of spoken word?
Okay, so I had a show last year called Frequency. I try to do like an annual thing just for myself. But I had a gentleman, his name is Bijan the Poet, and he hosted the event. He hadn't hosted a poetry event of that magnitude before. And not only did he get like good feedback from it, but he also had the opportunity to get another gig from it. I think he hosted a wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, shortly after that. So that's just the first thing that came to my mind, you know, at this moment in time. But there have been people who would have just shared their work, and they might have been talking about a traumatic experience, and based on that, they were able to, like, people approached them and they were like, you know, I appreciate you sharing that, being vulnerable with us. Would you like to come on and to my students and share this with them? Because I have some students who may be experiencing this, or I have a student who has experienced this, and you coming in to share this would be very helpful to them. So those are just two examples off the top of my mind.
Oh, but those are powerful examples. Yeah. Like, honestly, the impact that spoken word and poetry can have, and then the doors that it opens not only for the performer, but also to those who could benefit from what they're saying.
Yeah.
Now, again, we can talk so much about this, but we have to go to our next show in a minute. Yes. But as we wrap up, just remind folks listening in, when and where is your event happening?
The event is at Tuga Supper Club on February 26th. Doors open at 8 p.m. Show starts at 8:30. Admission is $25. I am looking forward to seeing you all there. All poets, all poet enthusiasts, all poetry lovers, you are welcome to come. If you are interested in signing up, just come and we'll figure it out from there. We have spots available. This is going to be a lovely event. If you're interested, love poetry, come on out.
Perfect. Thank you again, Andrew Gomez. We're going to have a pleasure. We're going to have Andrew back on in the future after his event, just to talk about the positive impact that it would have had all the new persons in the space. Mm-hmm. And then also to talk more about spoken word as a therapeutic outlet for our people.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre Cartwright. So glad that you joined me. Stay tuned here to Guardian Radio 96.9 to tell it to Stanya, who has a full house today as well. And as you know, her show is very entertaining, very informative. Don't leave us. Stay tuned for her.
All right. don't know. I test the places. I gotta be rotating.
This is Guardian Radio.